Blog Talk Radio.
My God, my God, praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And we are in Bible study today. Amen. And it's titled Living a Spirit Life. Amen. A lot of us don't understand that we worship God in spirit and in truth. And amen. And it's our spirit man that carries out the will of God along with the soul. So the soul and the spirit are most important in doing the will of God. The Bible says when he created man, man became a living soul. God had breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living soul. Before that, he was lifeless. He had all the parts of the body, the head, the arms, the legs, the stomach, amen, the feet, amen, the hands, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, amen, and all of those various parts that were created to function. And when you catch a body that's not functioning, not moving, being utilized, then there's something that has entered into that body to cause it to be in that state. And it's not most of the time, but it's all the time that Satan does that. That's why you see people that have strokes and heart problems and all of these sickness and disease, because he knew that humans being made a little bit lower than animals, I mean, praise God, the angels, I got things on my mind, than the angels, they were not capable of fighting off of these attacks on the body. That's why Jesus came, amen. He didn't just come to save us, but he also came to teach us how to fight against the demonic attacks. Throughout my walk with God, I went through much, and I was attacked a lot by people that use witchcraft on you. People are more adamant to use witchcraft on you than anything else. There are white witches and black witches, and they'll try to cast spells on you and do everything they can do to interfere with the soulish realm and the spirit of the man by tearing down the flesh. When the flesh is torn down, which is a good thing for our flesh to die in the Lord, because it shouldn't have dominion over the soul and the spirit. But when people start using various chemicals and various other tricks and traps on the flesh, well, the flesh is going to die. And that's going to cause us to leave the earth more quicker than what we were assigned. Yes, we sometimes leave before our time because of what Satan has done. So we're going to discuss about the soulish realm. You remember I told you the last time we talked, there are three parts. We are three parts then, body, soul, and spirit. Amen. And in order to know what the function of the soul and spirit was and the function of the body, I had to teach on it in order for us to live a spirit life, because our spirit man is the one that carries out what's taught in the soul. The soul works to carry out the will as well as the spirit, but the spirit man performs it. Amen. The soul will speak it. It will operate in that area, but the spirit will perform the work. The spirit has to perform the work, amen, praise God, in order to see the manifestation of God and his manifested glory. Now, I want to recap. On last week, God moved Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I mean, the spirit was high, amen, and anointing was so high, amen, praise God, with Kingdom Worshipers, amen, 2010 camp meeting. Amen. So guys, look forward to having that again. Amen. Praise God. On next year. Same time. Amen. Praise God. And because we are worshipers and because we tap into the Spirit and know how to praise and thank Him and give Him glory, He's able to do everything but fail. So we praise God, amen, for that meeting. Then I had one of the greatest honors that a person could have, amen, Christina, amen, praise God. And her pastor, an apostle, he's a pastor, but he's an apostle, amen, with Kingdom First Ministries International, Apostle L.A. Hills, and Prophetess, I'm not going to try to pronounce her name, Hills. They were in my neighborhood, in what the old folks would say, in my neck of the woods. Amen. They literally blessed us on yesterday. He preached such a powerful word. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I got a chance to meet them in honor. You know, it's always an honor to know your friends. Amen. Those who labor among you. Amen. But when you know them at a distance, you don't have that contact to just really just embrace them and thank them. Amen. But on yesterday, I had the honor to be in their presence, and we had church. Some people were, we had church, and some people were invited over. They came, amen, and the man of God spoke a word so much and prophesied so accurately. You couldn't do nothing but just marvel at the glory of God. They were sent down here on a mission to go into Mexico, but when Hurricane Alex hit, it caused them to be stranded in Richmond, Texas. But from there, amen, God, amen, moved the storm, and He was still able to minister the word, because when God sends you on an assignment, the enemy is going to show his head, amen, but at the same time, God is going to get the glory out of the works that, amen, you're supposed to do. Amen. And so he ministered, amen, a word in season, and it just saturated my soul and those that were in the meeting, amen, in that service. Amen. Praise God. We had a high time in the Lord. And I don't know what people are trying to do with their lives, but if you ever want to get up under a ministry that's moving for God. Again, the name is Kingdom First Ministries International, and the apostle is Apostle L.A. Hills and his wife, Prophetess Hills. Amen. Praise God. Of Hammond, Indiana. And the post office box is P.O. Box 2482, Hammond, Indiana. The phone number to reach them is 219-292-2721. I mean, he got a word in his belly, a word of prophecy, amen, for those that, amen, are seeking advice from the Lord. And he's on Blog Talk Radio with www.blogtalkradio.com, Kingdom Voices, amen. And you can call in live at 646-169-487. And then he's live every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard. Amen. That's Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. I just give God the glory. Amen. My auntie had gotten Bell palsy some years ago, and it's a nervous condition that's in the face. And Apostle and his wife ministered. She laid hands as he began to pray a word over her body. She hadn't closed her eyes in over so many years, I guess 15 years or more, when she first got that Bell palsy. And when they prayed and hands was laid on by his wife, amen, praise God. She would, before that occurred, she would tell, she told us that she had to use bandages, band-aids, to close her eye at night, or it wouldn't close at all. It would sit there and it would, you know, it would literally dry out from not having the exercise of the muscles in the eye, and her tear ducts would dry out. After they prayed for my auntie, my aunt's eyes began to blink. It began to move open and shut, open and shut, open and shut. Do you know that was the power of God? That was a miracle within itself for her to not be able to close her eyes over so many years. And she began to open, it automatically functioned. These people got some power. If you want to be around somebody, go around the power. Go where the word is being taught. Go where the manifested glory of God miracles are being seen. You can see that in Apostle Hill and his wife, and also in Christina. She comes on Blog Talk with simply the word. This young woman has power, amen, to operate in the gifts. She's a prophetess, amen. She's being trained in that area by her apostle, amen, and she preaches the word in season and out of season. Amen. When I first met her, it's been a while now, amen, thank you, Jesus, I was glad that I found somebody with the anointing. I don't hook up with everybody, but I know these people to be for real. I met them in person yesterday. After church services were over, they had to get on the road to go back home to their families and their ministry. But they left a mark behind, and that was the glory of God and true worshipers. That's all I'm seeing is the truth. Amen. So now I'm going to go back, amen, to the teaching on the souls, amen. And we know that, amen, praise God, we are three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. And we also know that, amen, thank you, Jesus, they that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. And the Bible, amen, give us the definition of soul, amen, and the Hebrew word give us the definition of soul as well. Amen. And we found out that soul is the mind. It's the seat of emotions. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Our will, our thoughts, our conscience. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And Satan wants the souls. Just a few nights ago, he came to me and asked me for my soul. And I told him I wasn't going to give him my soul. The soul is so vitally important in the operation and the will of God. Satan is after the soul and the spirit. Once he gets your soul, all the information, amen, praise God, that God has put in you, amen, Satan will use it to fight against God. That's why he wants the soulless realm of people. Amen. Whatever God has put in you, amen, with the five senses, amen, being in operation to discern the difference between what is good and evil, it's really hard for Satan to really penetrate, not unless you just give up and give over, and then he gets your soul. And his biggest strategy is to wear you out, to cause sickness to come in the flesh, to cause sickness to come in your body so much that you're just unable to do the will of God. Your soul is been got so worn out by what Satan has done that it faints. It really want to faint and give up. And then the spirit man, if the soul don't work, the spirit man, it can be motivated to do because it'll carry it out. It carries out what the soul is getting from the Lord. It's just like a transmission. When you transmit information from one computer to the next, you can't see the hookup in between it, but you know that it's a, how do you put it? They call it being in cyberspace, cyberlinks, and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's a linkage, and that linkage is the Holy Spirit. And he's the one that assists the soul and the spirit in order to do the will of God. That's why Jesus has spoke, amen, and he said it was in John 16 that it was expedient that he go, because if he did not go, the Comforter would not come. And I got some a teaching that I'm going to do on the Holy Spirit, amen, and his reasons for being sent, amen. That was the promise, amen, of God to Abraham concerning, amen, our lives and our livelihoods. Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit was the promise, amen. Praise God. Now that we have received the promise, amen, the promise wasn't given to those that were walking upright. The promise wasn't given because you was perfect, but the promise was given before Abraham even committed himself, amen, to anything. It was given to him and his seed when he committed himself to God. He instantly received the promise without any works. So his children, his seeds and seeds, first, seventh, third, all the way down to the 10th generation and over, amen, they are the seeds of the promise. So they got to be blessed despite of what anything or anybody or anything that Satan does. They are a blessed nation because they received the promise before they were even born, before they even was in sin. Now, you can read Hebrew, and I preached on that. So, amen, our souls got to line up with God at all times, and Satan is after the soul. And the souls in the Old Testament, a lot of it meant the person's body itself. But in the New Testament, we begin to understand what the soulish realm was. Amen. And David wrote a lot of his psalms, amen, dealing with the soul. Amen. I know you're not going to leave my soul in hell. He told the Father that. Psalms 23, he said, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, amen, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. God was walking with his soul and spirit. And I got a message written, and I'm going to tap into a little of it. One of the things that happened to me when Jesus was training me, and I'm still in training ground, amen, praise God. And so being trained, I have made some mistakes because I don't understand. It's so intricate, amen, in reference to the sensitivity of the spirit and how we must deal in reverence, amen, and love God. So in this dream, I see myself walking down this road, amen, and the road was very narrow, amen, and Jesus was walking with me, and he told me, he said, now keep your focus ahead of you. He said, don't look to the left and don't look to the right, amen. And as I was walking, it was in darkness, and I could see, not just see, but like to the side of my eyes, I could glance and see demons. And they were pulling at me. They were talking to me. They were trying to get my attention and my focus off of the direction that I was going and the road that I was traveling on. And they was trying to seduce me. They was trying to beguile me. They was trying to give me stuff that was not of God. And so when Jesus told me to keep my focus, amen, he didn't speak another word, amen, because his word was supposed to override what the demons were doing and trying to do to my soul and my spirit. So at the end of the road, there was a fork in the road, and you could go to the left or you could go to the right, and that was your decision and your will to do. And then the sensitivity of it, it was that if your soul has been trained by God, amen, it's going to make less mistakes as it can make because it loved the Lord so much. And I love God. I love God to the point that I even now I have been diagnosed with this diabetes, but I don't claim it. And I go on even down to my lowest sickness, and I go on and keep my focus on God, because God brought me into the world, and he's going to take care of me. That's the type of
person I am and the belief that I have. So at the fork of the road, amen, I decided I would go to the right. That means I was going in the right direction. When I left out of that sequel of the vision, the dream, amen, then I could see that I was going on into the things that God had purposed in my life. It's been a struggle, saints, and I am a true prophetess. Whenever I speak a word, it will come to pass. And I have a divine relationship with God, in so much that he called me his friend, in so much that he asked me if a person, amen, that are walking in ministry, if they are ready to hold their position as far as a minister, because he don't want to send them out of there ahead of their time and the demons tear them up. That's what happened to a lot of ministers. They start off with us, but they fall because of the demons that are there to distract them. So with the soulish ram, amen, praise God, thank you, Jesus. In the Old Testament, the Hebrew word for soulless is N-E-P-H-E-S-H. And that literally means a person, breath, or soul, or life. Just as there is a difference between atoms and electrons, there is a difference between the soul and the spirit. And I've told a lot of people that. A lot of people say the soul and the spirit are the same, but they are not. One is more finely tuned, amen, than the other. One receives the instructions, and the other one carries it out. The soul receives the instructions from God, and the spirit carries it out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The soul is literally subject to, amen, death. The Bible let us know, amen, it's better to lose your soul for God than to lose it for the devil, who can never restore you back to God, nor do he have the desires to do it. Amen. And Jesus said to John in 6:3, it is the spirit who giveth life. The flesh profit nothing. The word that I have spoken to you are spirit and literally in truth. Amen. And then in Ecclesiastes 12:7, it said, then the dust will return to the earth as it was, and the spirit will return to God. Amen, whom gave it. Amen. The soul of life or body is subject to death and resurrection, but the spirit is the essence of our life. Amen. And I've told you that when I was talking about the spirit before I start talking about the soul. The spirit can depart from a person just as it departs from the soul. Amen. James 2:26, for just as the body without the spirit is dead, so also is faith without works, they are dead. Amen. Now, animals have a soul in the sense that they have life. Amen. However, they never consider being identical to man. Amen. For men were created in God's image, endowed with his spirit. Amen. And animals do not have a spirit in essence like we would say that man would have. Now, I've seen animals I seen this dog, amen, and I could see his spirit, and it was walking, amen, in a house, amen, praise God. And I said, okay, amen, they do have spirits, and they can attack you, amen. And this dog literally tried to attack me, amen, praise God. And animals are used by Satan, and so he uses their spirits and their soulish area, their bodies, because they don't have the soul like we have from God. And he used them to do wicked things to humans. He'll cause an animal to have sex with you. He'll cause, you hear all over the world, various places where people use animals to perform all kind of sex acts, and they use animals to attack people, and they use animals to do various things. They use animals in witchcraft practices. So the devil uses these animals, amen, in that essence. But they are not like us. Amen. Our soul and spirit supposed to return back to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And so we don't fear, Matthew 10 and 28 say, we do not fear, amen, those who kill the body, but are unable to kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body to hell. And that's Matthew 12 and 18. Behold my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall proclaim justice to the Gentiles. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. In Matthew 16 and 26, it says, what will a man be profited if he gain the whole world and foretells his soul? Oh, my God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen and amen. You can forfeit, amen, your own soul. You can kill out your own soul, amen, by your sinful nature. The soul is ravished apart with sins. And he said to him in Matthew 22 and 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Amen. Praise God. That soul is ram. Amen. It's the area where the people restore, amen, and store up the love that they have for God. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 26 and 38, and he said unto them, my soul is deeply grieved. The soul will grieve to the point of death. Amen. Remain here and keep watch with me. The soulless ram of a person grieves. Amen. And Luke 2 and 35, and as a sword will pierce even your own souls to the end that the thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. Amen. The soulless ram have a lot to do with our hearts. The Bible says our hearts are desperately wicked. The hearts of man is desperately wicked. That's why Jeremiah 31 speaks about God changing the heart. Amen. And man, amen, praise God, and giving us a heart of flesh, amen. In order for God to have spoken that statement, amen, the heart that we had in us was before, amen, Jesus came on the scene, we would do anything. We was of our own ruler. We made our own laws, and we suffered the consequences for it. And then the heart would think so many evil when even there was an evil around until it would go out and perform those evils just because of the imagination. Amen. And I told you at one point about images. Satan brings images to us. Amen. The imagination will begin to run rapid in us. Amen. And he'll bring those images in us and causes us to fear and believe those lies. And once that conception is there, it's hard to break it. That's why God tells us all the time. Amen. In Corinthians, I think that's 2 Corinthians 10 and 3 through 5 about casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God and bringing to captivity. Amen. Praise God. Those images will begin to resonate, amen, in you, those the imagination will begin to run rapid, amen, and then you begin to think all those wicked thoughts that Satan put in you, and if you don't hurry up and cast them down, amen, once that thought is conceived, it brings forth life, and Satan want to bring forth life to the lies that he tells you so that, amen, they can be manifested in the earth realm and be performed. So we as the body of Christ need to understand how to cast them down. Immediately, every time Satan comes to me with a negative thought or something, amen, and he'll just work on it and work on it. And I said, Lord, I said, I don't want to hear this stuff. I don't believe this stuff. Well, he's trying to build up a case against the person or against what you believe and what God has told you so that you can be defeated in that area. And in order for you not to be defeated, you must cast those thoughts down, those images down, because they are falsification. They are lies, and they are of deception. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God.
So on next Monday, we'll go back to living a spirit life, because you need to know about what spirit does to the soul. He is one of the most cruelest. I can't say enough. I have called him stinking. I've called him a dog. I've called him a snake. I've called him everything. I can call him because I want to humiliate him like he humiliated me in my life, amen, before I found Christ. And so I want you to have a wonderful day. And always look up to the hills from whence cometh your help, because your help truly comes from the Lord. I love the Lord, saints. And the information that I'm giving you, you need to take these, this and run with it. Amen. Stay in the archives listening to it until it becomes a part of your soul. It becomes a part of your experience in life. Amen. And the way that you can conduct yourself in order to stay with God. The whole key is to endure and to overcome. Have a wonderful day.